That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is Let's Find Out. Welcome. We are getting into the holiday season and into Thanksgiving, and let's hope that we can all enjoy these wonderful days that are ahead. I'm on tonight with Frank St. James, our wonderful person that can tell you what's going on in your life. And that was Elizabeth Hepburn singing Children of Light, which is a beautiful song written by Ron Young. And you might want to have a copy of that. You can just let me know, and I can get you a copy of Children of Light. So, hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm feeling great. Like I said, I just got through with a operation, got a valve, a heart valve replaced. I'm breathing better. I can walk faster, and it's like a new lease on life. So.
Yeah, we're very lucky. You had to have that done rather quickly, but at least they got everything taken care of.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do want to remind people that this is a call-in show tonight and that the number is 888-627-6008. So, Frank, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
This is a new energy that has really caused everybody to be in such a rush. Hurry up but take your time. Everything is happening so fast. Can you tell us why it's such a crazy time?
Well, I think it's finally at the finish line what the country's been going through for the last 4 years. And with all the negativity that's been going on, and it's finally, most of it, it's lifted. Like, all of a sudden, people that paused it, you know, it's like never happened. And it has eased up on the people's thoughts, and they're just hoping that it's going to work through and put it together and get going with them.
A lot of people are expecting a new regime. And they're expecting that all of this craziness will go away. But I don't think that's necessarily what's going to happen. We're going to have, in 2021, a lot of world changes and some new adjustments in the coming months. And we know that we're going to have startling Earth changes. And the weather is acting up, Frank. The weather has really started to act up pretty badly. So we have to continue. And there's many surprising truths that have come out before that full moon, November 30th, don't you think?
I think there's a lot coming out, even as quicker than we thought. And it's interesting about the weather, that we haven't seen a lot of this type of weather in 100 years or more.
And I know.
Everything, it seems to be, the virus is... completely overwhelming right now, but I feel like that's going to start to ease up, but it's going to take a couple of months before that gets started. And in the meantime, we got to try to keep up with our thoughts. And I always use the being a hypnotherapist for over 30 years. I try to do the most simple things, even for myself. And like today, I'm taking control of my life. And that's on our positive thoughts will bring me the goals I desire.
You know what I started doing, Frank? In the morning when I wake up, and sometimes I have to be woken up by my alarm clock in Texas, but in the morning when I wake up, I start thinking about what I want to accomplish during the day. I might say three things. And I feel if I can get that done, then that's good. And there's always new things every day. There's always something that has to be done. So that's a good thing. If you think about, see yourself finishing it when you get up, that somehow makes the way a little bit easier for you.
I find if I go back... I've been out of the music business for like 30 years, and I'm going back and playing music and just learning the songs all over again, and it's really helping to motivate me. And then,
you know, I was a music person my whole life, and what surprises me is when I hear the old songs, I still know the words. That makes me feel pretty good. Because, you know, I was on Bandstand for 3 years, 3.5 years, and it was so much fun.
Right.
We had the best time. They were the good years.
And but the music seemed to flow, and I'm going back towards that. And I'd use different rhythms and things like that, but it's helping me in my work as a color therapist and a psychic and a medium because I use... put them in different categories, and so I start to go back to each one and touch on them, and then I work on them every day, and now I'm getting back to that, and it feels good. It really does.
Well,
so no matter how dreary it's been going, if you can go back to when you were doing things and things were happening, you're better ready you to start, take on whatever
comes. Yeah, you're starting
coming.
The energy in a positive way, and you feel a little lifting. It's like after the election, things got a little quiet. I know you said things were quiet, but I think things are, people are recuperating, and people are trying to get reacclimated. And I think that they're coming back into creating a new life and new, and then there are the people that I'm worried about, and those are the ones that are going to lose their unemployment in December, because we've had so much with COVID, and a lot of jobs have either drifted away or have changed. And what do you see for that, Frank? It's a
well,
struggle.
I see a whole different type of approach, because there's a lot of businesses that are not going to come back. So we got to look at fine-tuning different ways we... Well, you're just seeing it with the shopping, because most of it's getting delivered now. And the other thing is that businesses that you used to run are not going to function anymore. So you got to come up with a new idea run your business is different.
I want to talk a little bit about nursing homes, because that's where a lot of the virus has been. And I have a friend who has a business who runs hairdressing and, you know, beautification in nursing homes. And she can't get anybody to work. And that whole thing has stopped. And that is something very difficult to restart. But the people in the nursing homes should feel good and be able to have their hair washed and combed for them. So that's just an example of something that I know of that's changing. And, of course, the restaurants are all changing. We have to shut them down again because the COVID seems to be getting a little bit deeper and worse throughout the country. I'm concerned about the vaccine because I don't think that they've had enough time to really test it and perfect it. So that's a little scary, too, don't you think, Frank?
Yes, I see. Like the COVID really... mutating, and especially they said before, when it gets cold, it actually activates it. So, and it's very scary for people, believe me.
And, I know it is.
You go out even to a 7-Eleven, you don't see the people anymore.
Well, you know, in the food markets, I was in an aisle the other day where there were three other people and we all wanted the same stuff in the same area, and you just, they were getting annoyed. I just, you know, said, I'm here. I've got to take my time. I'll go as soon as I can. That's what I kept thinking in my mind. I'm going as fast as I can, and I had to look a little bit to find what I wanted. So you wonder what's coming, because everybody is on alert and everybody has anger underneath from being locked down, and they're not seeing the anger until they get into a situation like that, and then they can overdo it. How can we stop that, Frank?
Well, that's going to be an individual thing. I mean, you go, like you said, you go into shopping, you go in an aisle where normally you would get a few things, toilet paper or something like that, and then you get, when people get so aggressive that they feel they're never going to see it again, and they're grabbing everything, so it's like a survival mode right now that
they put us into. Frustration,
Sure.
And I do think that we are going to have some lockdowns again. That's what Biden is saying, that we're going to get locked down. And I don't know how healthy that is. So I'm just praying for freedom and release. You know what I think, Frank? I think that when the Saturn changes and moves into Aquarius mid-December, and then that eclipse, that new eclipse that comes, is going to create a positive change. We won't have the heaviness of Capricorn and the Earth signs. We'll have the Air signs. And I think lots of things are going to change. Technology, the 5G... and even supernatural things are going to start happening that we can prove that we have company, and I think it's exciting. Anyway, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm on with Frank St. James tonight. It's a call-in show, and we'd like to hear from you. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. So let's give a listen to what's going on this week, and we'll be right back. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Oh, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of November 16th through November 22nd, 2020. Relationships and finances are on a roller coaster ride with Venus scheduled to make two squares and a sign change this week. On Monday, November 16th, a sunny Venus-Jupiter square brings in luck. So ask for a raise and buy that lottery ticket. The Lanois meteor shower is best to view from midnight till dawn, Monday night till early Tuesday morning on the 17th. Communications can trick you this week as the Mercury-Venus opposition is on Tuesday. This is the last of three face-offs that have occurred over the past 6 weeks and added excitement and nervous tension to the way your mind works. On November 12th, the final Jupiter-Pluto conjunction occurred, and two others were last April and last June. This can be directly tied to the COVID virus. Hopefully, this energy represents a path to the end of the virus. But it continues to be important not to strain your patience and to go along with the procedures that help minimize the expansion of the virus. Love and Money Venus is making several challenges to planets in Capricorn this week, precisely on the 15th and the 19th. This energy presents an opportunity to review where your values are coming into manifestation, as well as where you need to create more focus and be better grounded. Do you need to communicate boundaries in a diplomatic way? Is it time to get serious about your budget or how much you want to spend over the coming holidays? Wednesday is a great work day with a hard-working Capricorn moon and the sun making gentle harmony to Capricorn's favorite planet, Saturn. Just when everything seemed to be going well, a Venus-Saturn square arrives on Thursday. This energy brings in dark clouds and the possibility of a disappointment or a loss. This possibility gets even darker and more complicated on Saturday, November 21st, when Venus moves into Scorpio until December 15th. Long-buried problems in love or finances begin to claw their way up to the surface over the next month. Be willing to go into deeper levels and allow some more vulnerable emotional conversations now. Although this process can be uncomfortable, it is a necessary part of your Venus love ascension process. The energies get sunnier in the later part of the day when Sun enters Sagittarius, which brings in our holiday season. This is an energetic, bold, and extravagant sign that does everything to the nth degree. This emphasis is on people of different cultures, gaining higher learning, travel, adventures, along with some sports. It's about time we need more sports. There will be a lunar eclipse in Gemini on November 30th. Lunar eclipses tend to bring up deep emotions, and Gemini communicates them deeply. So use this energy to open your mind to fresh new possibilities in the coming new year of 2021. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Frank St. James. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Welcome back. I'm on tonight with Frank St. James. We're halfway through November tonight, and we're headed into the holiday season, which I'm really looking forward to. It's a call-in show, and the number that you can call is 888-627-6008. So, Frank, we've got to go through the holiday season. I'd like to see everybody raise their consciousness and get to a higher level that will help them stay strong and allow them to go into their joy and go into the future. Not the election, not COVID, not vaccines, but from another perspective. Because we're shifting destinies here. And that's what we need to have our consciousness focus on. The higher level, not right or wrong, good or bad, but the union of the higher mind into kindness, peace, and love. What do you think, Frank?
Well, we're getting forced into really thinking about things that are really happening now. And I think that's the meditation is going to help elevate you, calm you down. Some nice music, look at a nice scenery, and get yourself nice and calm, relaxed, and start to think about the way the everything is changing. Don't get overwhelmed. And that's the most important thing. We have to try not to be overwhelmed.
We have this natural affinity that we want the same old, same old. We don't like change. Because, you know, the people that aren't going to get their jobs back really have to look within and find something else. And they will. There, a new energy will come. A new vocation will come. And new vocations are going to be made out of this energy anyway.
Well, I think people are stronger than they think they are. And if they just give themselves a chance and try different things.
We do have a caller. Her name is Christine. Her birthday is July 21st. She's from Connecticut. How are you, Christine?
Oh, well, you tell me. I'm trying to get things done. I'm working on a project. I feel stuck. You know, family issues that need to be resolved.
What question do you have for Frank?
Uneasy and disoriented.
What a lot of us do with this crazy swirling energy. What question do you have for Frank?
Well, that's it. Basically, work-related, working on a project that I'm not sure if it's going to end the way I want it to end or start. And then issues with, you know.
What's the project, Christine?
It's a presentation that I have to give that is kind of like I'm going in circles. I think it would open doors. Anyway.
All right. Christine, you're in a good period right now, believe it or not. You're in the second stage of a 9-year cycle in numerology. Two is really putting things together. It's a good, solid time. And later on, towards the end of the year, you're going to feel that these things are working out for you because you're going to go into your third phase, which is taking what your ideas are, putting them together, and promoting it. So you're actually in a good time for that. So don't be dispirited.
And I'll give you something, Christine, from astrology level. You're Leo, just coming into the Leo, end of Cancer. So you're going to see some big changes after the 15th of December, right through March of next year. And I just want to tell you that you might have this bouncy ride and confusion until then. But it's only temporary. And what I would do is make notes about what you'd like to get done. And then ask for clarity. When you ask for clarity, sometimes you're given people's names and you're given thoughts about how you can approach people or who to approach in your mind. And it's very wonderful when you ask for clarity. So that's going to help you in the next couple of weeks until we get to December. Do you have plans of traveling anywhere in December?
Oh, you just read my mind, because that was my next question. Yes, I would like to travel, and I would like to travel overseas.
And where overseas?
South America.
South America. Okay. I don't know much about what's going down there, but I think that if you make your plans, and if you're, are you going to be with people that you know?
Yes.
Okay. So family. I think that they would greet you well, and that you would be safe as long as you do the protocol, wear the mask, and be very careful. I see that that will work out for you, don't you, Frank?
Yes, I see. Actually, I see you getting ideas from are these relatives or friends
yes,
or what?
Yes, yes.
Okay, but I see you getting ideas from them, so it's good to get around and talk about it. You got some good ideas. I think you're going to be very pleased about March of next year.
Yeah, that's what the astrology says. Do you know anybody named Stan, Christine?
Sam?
Stan, S-T-A-N.
S-T-A-N.
Stan, Stanley Stan. I hear that name in my head, so look for that person, and I'm feeling that they have some kind of a lead for you. And you might meet them at the airport. You might meet them sitting next to you on the plane. I don't know whether you know them or not, but they have a message for you, and they have good vibrations for you.
Okay, Stanley. Okay. Definitely. Okay, well, so, good news. But
take care.
When am I going to get out of this fog that, you know,
I told you, Christine.
Yeah. Okay.
I told you that it's going on until
the
middle
of
December.
Year towards March. All right.
No, we said that the fog would lift when the sign changes, which is the middle of December.
Okay.
So thank you for calling. Let's find out, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Many
Frank,
blessings.
We have another caller. Her Bye-bye. Name is Diane, and she's from Kansas, and her birthday is February 15th. Are you there, Diane?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Diane. So what question do you have for Frank tonight?
Are you still contacting people on the other side?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was wondering if I would be able to get information from somebody that was very close to me that passed years ago.
And what is their name, please?
Harvey.
Harvey. Frank, do you have anything for Harvey?
Is it Harvey?
Harvey.
Yes.
Okay. And that was a close friend or family
yes.
member? Okay.
A close friend. He was a
All
mentor.
Right. Well, for one thing, Harvey's saying, it's been interesting. Tell her it's interesting. It seems like every day there's something new going on, and it's been quite an adventure. He's been trying to communicate with you ever so often and encouraging you to do what you want to do. He's always saying, do what you want to do. And don't be stagnant. You know, move on. Do things that he finds your... Are you very creative?
Yes.
Does this have to do with movies?
No, artwork.
Artwork,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he said keep... He's going to send you energy. He said, this is great that I can get through. He said, but I'm going to try to send you as much energy as I can, because I know you come up with so many new ways of doing things. And he says he's very excited for you, especially in the next 3 months. He feels that you're going to make that kind of breakthrough that you've been wanting. But you're going to get your plate is full. And I think that's the problem sometimes. We get too many ideas, and it seems to pull us back a bit. But he said, I'm going to send you energy. He feels like you can almost feel him in the room. And he's sending you much love, too.
Okay.
So Diane, astrology speaking, Diane, You're going to have a big change in December when Saturn moves into your sign. And what that will do, Saturn in Aquarius, what that will do is bring you opportunities. And then you're going to have to do some hard work to meet the goal of the opportunity. So 2021 and 2022 will be very busy years for you, but they can be extremely fruitful as long as you just keep going. And there is some beautiful things coming. Okay. One thing that you're creating is going to be very popular and very loved.
Oh, good. And okay. Could I get your take on what's going to happen with Trump? And the election, you know, is he going to be able to win out?
I think that there's a lot of surprises coming. And with Mercury retrograde, I'm going to just tell you astrologically, okay?
Okay.
Diane, I'm going to tell you that the law of Mercury retrograde is that the first person that gets called president doesn't become the president. That's the law of Mercury retrograde. Mercury was coming out of retrograde on that day. I know a lot of background investigation is going on. And what I hope for the country and what I pray for the country is that whatever happens, we get the truth, we get honor, and we save the values of our country and Constitution.
I agree.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out, Diane.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Joyce, and we are it's time for our break. And we're going to go into the break and hear a wonderful song that represents love and peace. And we're going to come back with Frank in just a little bit. The number to call if you want to ask a question is 888-627-6008. Thank you, and we'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be.
California doesn't matter. I know
harbors can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing. All over the world. All over the world. Love was and love is and always will be. All over the world. All over the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Nat King Cole with All Over the World. I wanted to play that song tonight, Frank, because we're coming into the holiday season, and I wanted to remind people what it's like to just dance and flow and feel love and allow that to happen, because, boy, do we need it after this year, don't we?
We need it bad.
All over the world, and it is all over the world. But actually, we are in a massive shift of consciousness. And I think that that's very exciting, because I think our values are changing through all the things that we've experienced this year. And everybody has, of course, experienced things in their own way. And we're learning how to work through it. We're learning how to work through fear and find perhaps a different part of ourselves. I think that everybody that's gone through this can say that. And Frank, you've had a lot of trials and tribulations this year as well, not just COVID, but other things. And how are you coping?
I look at everything as a challenge. There's changes. I've had traumatic changes every few years, it seems. And I just work through it. I feel like it's something else that I have to learn and discard certain things that aren't working. And, you know, it's just, I always feel love. I always greet people with, hello, how are you doing? You know, even if they run away now. but what the heck? Somebody's got to be cheerful. So I'm just happy to be here. I'll tell you something. I look at every day as a whole new, beautiful day. And I just work. Do whatever I have to make it a little different.
And the thing I want to add to that is that we are in a magical time, and we all chose to be here, and everybody can help with their prayers and their coming from a higher perspective. Instead of saying, what are you going to do for me? Why don't you say, what can I do for you? How are you today? What can I do for you today? And that's going to change all of the energy around you. Instead of fearing and being afraid of no money or constraints or whatever, prepare. Think about what you can do for a temporary time until you can perfect a new project or something new that will come to you. And let me tell you, it will come to you. It always does. Everybody has talent, and we have so many wise, smart, and gifted people. We just need to get together and allow everything to shift our destiny. Many, many people have had their destiny shifted and have gone into fear, and they don't know what to do. And what they really need to do is to look within and find a new focus. Right, Frank?
That's right. You know, I was thinking feng shui. Change your furniture around.
That's a good idea.
You can go online, find out what the energy is best for you with your furniture, how you put it, and how you corner it. Yeah, and it definitely does make a difference. So anything that makes a difference, it'll pick you up.
And we clean our houses, and when you clean your house, you always feel better. I do. Mm-hmm. And then you're remembering that you're moving energy. We get stagnant in our fear, and we get stagnant with others when we feel like we can't give them what we want to give them, for, you know, bringing home the bacon, as they say, and all that. And it's getting better. It really is, because we're going to start loving each other instead of going out in the street and creating violence. That never works. It never does. So, Frank, I know that you're getting ready for the holidays, too. I'm sure that you're looking forward to that. But you're going to be back with us in 2 weeks, right? The Thanksgiving weekend?
Thanksgiving weekend, yeah.
And we'll do a special show for everyone. Frank and I will really be able to be doing some good readings. And we might be able to be on a little bit longer at that time and create some fun stuff for Thanksgiving and suggestions for the holidays, because I don't think too many people are really going to be traveling. And don't say that Thanksgiving has been taken away. Just think about how you can have a few people, close friends, with you. And maybe you don't have to have old angry Aunt Mabel that you have every year. She can stay home in her anger, and you can have your dinner. And you always can have two dinners, one that Thursday and one that Friday. Share the food. Invite somebody over who may not be going to a Thanksgiving dinner. So that those are all good things to do.
Yeah, go on the computer and contact certain relatives and keep it a little
have a
more
Zoom party.
Yeah, just a few people and be safe and enjoy it and do something that really kind of peps it up a bit. I always enjoy certain programs like Blue Bloods, where they have the meal at the end of the show with the whole family. And I
They're
think it's a beautiful thing.
I do too. And you know, it's funny, I am going to miss the Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm going to miss it very much. And I do hope that next year we can have the Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's one thing, I get up on Thanksgiving and I want to watch the parade. I've done that for so many years, it's going to feel very strange not to do it this year.
Yeah.
Very strange. But we have to be careful of our mind, and we have to be careful of spreading the disease, and we really have to go through this sacrifice for helping many, many people. Right, Frank?
Yes, and I think that the younger people have not experienced what we've experienced. I mean, we could look back and enjoy some of those, like you said, parades celebrating a holiday. It's
memories.
It is changing. So hopefully the older people in the family will help them regenerate these holidays.
Yeah, we ought to do a Nat King Cole. If you have somebody in your family that you feel separated from or estranged from, call them up on Thanksgiving Day and tell them how much you love them. Don't get into any issues. Just tell them you love them and you're thinking of them. That's all you have to do. And that's a gift from the heart, don't you think, Frank?
Yes, you hit it right on the head.
So that would be good. Okay, Frank, why don't you give out your phone number, how you can be reached?
My number is 862-684-1904. 862-684-1904. 1904. I'm not used to doing that.
I know. And you're in New Jersey. I'm in New Hampshire. And you can call my 24-hour answering service, which is 201-934-8986, and leave a message, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah. Now it's and everybody from New Jersey, Asbury Park. And I'm enjoying the ocean, believe me.
Come on down. So this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And this is a great night tonight. We're going into the meditation. Please get ready. And we are going to hear Water by William Vitalis, which reminds us that we really are all one. And then we're going to have the meditation of strength. And we close, of course, with the wonderful Richard Shulman. And his website is Rich Heart Music. Just in case you want to hear more of his wonderful music. And his two H's, Rich Heart Music. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
This is a call for meditation of strength. It's time to take a positive role regarding the American elections. Contrary to popular belief, we do not need to send love and light to President Trump. We do need to support the collective human consciousness. The shock and disbelief in regard to the election outcome among all the people has been quite profound. I would like to ask each of you to send a calming influence to the human consciousness. We cannot afford despair or loss of hope to take root. My concern is not Trump or Biden, but the millions of people who, like us, want to see a better future. This meditation can take any form, but it needs to be directed at the human consciousness, at bringing up the vibration from the third dimension reality into the fifth dimension reality. Direct your light to the human consciousness of all people of the earth and the theme of being calm and believing that good will triumph over evil. There's no attacking anyone, nor sending direct support to anyone. To this end, the world is in hope that you can take part of a meditation that will strengthen you and have you support what is happening. This is a meditation to strengthen human consciousness. We are counter-reacting negative forces who are trying to debase and disconnect the human form and its belief systems, founded on the principle that truth is right and lies are wrong. Let's take a few minutes to undertake what would be a meditation to support the universe with this valuable action. We'll be supporting humanity at this time with lots of love, lots of light, and lots of strength. Allow yourself to feel the energy of your human family all around you. Do not see bodies or faces or expressions, but instead feel each member of the earth plate as a ball of energy. Or you may try to decide to treat certain people as groups. You may also choose to see your extended family in front of you, for every person on this planet is a part of your extended family. Allow your inner wisdom to tell you what you need to see. Allow your instincts and intuition to guide you as you assemble the energies and even bring in all the people who are close to you. Once you have this image in place, allow the energies of your primary close people to come forth, to be seen as the focus of this group. Your friends, your loved ones are a part of this group of humanity that we are praying for to uplift the consciousness to a higher level of love, kindness, patience, and understanding. See the spheres of light all around you, going out as far as you can go. This energy can take any shape, any color, but notice how it makes you feel. Watch the energy you have conjured up in your mind. See where it is and how it affects your body. Does it make you nervous? Does it make your stomach uncomfortable? Do you feel sensations in your chest area? You could find that you have noticeable and strong reactions in more than one part of your body. Whatever it is that your body responds to, not only is this the place where you are most likely to crumble when confronted, but this is the place that holds much valuable information for your growth. For example, if it's your mind, your third eye area, or any area in your head, the sixth chakra, that feels cramped or conflicted, then this is the energy that's blocking you to see. It does not allow you to expand your vision. If it's your heart that reacts to this energy in a negative way, a way that does not feel comfortable or expanded, it may indicate that you feel hurt or neglected in some way. If the energy affects your stomach, you struggle with your ego, personality issues, clashes, and you do not enjoy the fight that you have going on within you. If it's your lower back or your genital area, your second chakra or your root chakra is blocked. But we do not necessarily mean anything sexual here, because sexual energy is your vital life force. It's an essential part of what drives your body and your creativity. So in some way, that drive is being challenged. See how you respond to any of these ways, and where there is peace or expansion in your body. As you respond to the energy that's happening around you today, there is no great mystery, for you know that there is a peace, a respect, and an ease with this dynamic. We are going through a transformation of human consciousness. We are ascending from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. It's complicated, it can be difficult, but the end result is worth this healing and frequency. Go deeper into this meditation now. See where you feel trapped or bound. Is it related to your self-expression, or who you feel you have permission to be with when you are with them? Do you feel that people are somehow limiting your choices and opportunities in life? Once you have identified the energetic block, stay with it. Focus on the block. Feel it within you. Hate, resentment, judgment. Put the light on those emotions and try to melt them. See the transformation occur right before your eyes. Allow the block that you feel to burst and to dissolve and expand out of you until it becomes invisible. Whichever way you choose, allow it to move out of you and away from you. You can do this. It's not impossible. If you have difficulty with it, acknowledge the frustration and then let it dissipate. But keep going. If it's too burning for you or for your body, give yourself some rest time and return back to this meditation when you can. You will find that the more you do this meditation, the more quickly any feelings of constriction, judgment, hate, or evil will diminish. This is your country. This is your space. You have a right to any and all of your beliefs. No one should ever stop you from having a love or a belief. Allow the frequency of the higher dimension to come in for you. Allow yourself to go into the unknown. See all blocks, hesitation, and fear leaving you. Put a light on it and pray for the consciousness to be raised, the collective consciousness we're praying for,
and pray for calmness, and always believe that good will triumph over evil. Direct this energy to the human consciousness that is beyond form, and know that this is God's plan, and all will work out as it should for the best for humanity and its growth. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with white light. Surround yourself with the frequency and healing of a higher dimension so that you can stay protected against any and all forces that are trying to move you to a place of anger, hate, and confrontation. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to stay in the higher dimensions. I am a child of God. I am protected. I support the human consciousness. I send light and strength to human consciousness and to the expansion of the higher energies. Take a deep breath. This is the meditation for strength for the human consciousness. We are counteracting negative forces who are trying to disable and disconnect humanity from its belief systems. All is well in my world. Then thank yourself and your inner light for expanding and allowing you to empty yourself of any and all negative forces. All is well in my world.
If I could fill the rivers up drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, God. Thank you.